Proclamation number 7745 of 14th of November, 1960. God's unceasing proofs of love. This shall be regarded as proof of my love that I speak to you. And therefore you shall experience my love. As children you shall feel eternally united with the Father. You shall know that there can never be a separation between us. For even your voluntary separation from me does not exist in truth. For you would no longer exist if Roman 1, as the eternal power of love, had withdrawn myself from you. Thus your existence is already the evidence of the unity between me and you, which can never be revoked, and whether you still keep yourselves so far away from me of your own free will, and so that you believe that you belong to me, so that you believe that my illumination of strength sustains you, I reveal myself to you, i.e., I present evidence of my existence to you. I speak to you. But only then will my address become proof for you if you want to have proof yourselves of a power which let you arise. I answer you as soon as you ask. I appear when you want to recognize me. I speak to you when you open your ear and heart, when you yourselves want me to reveal myself to you. And depending on your heart's love, you will feel my love for you and also return it to me, which is the aim and purpose of my address from above. For I want to win your love again, which you once denied me. I want to be recognized as God and Creator again by you who once denied me your acknowledgement. And if I now provide you with knowledge which is taught to you from within, if you receive unusual knowledge which is not brought to you from outside, if this knowledge brightly enlightens you and you learn to understand all correlations, then you must recognize a revelation from above in it and regard it as evidence of my love which has been valid for you since the beginning and will be valid for you for all eternity. And you must learn to love me. You must desire to return to the Father again from whom you once came forth. You must voluntarily seek contact with him because your love impels you to merge with me again as in the beginning. You shall now experience my love. You shall therefore know that my love has done everything for you in order to redeem your past sin of apostasy from me. You shall know that my love will never let you get lost forever, that it will not give you up, even if you still persist in resisting me for so long. My love wants to break your resistance, and voluntarily you shall now return to me as you once voluntarily left me. Yet my love has not yet withdrawn from you. My love also pursued you into the abyss and helped you up again, and my love now pursues you as a human being and only wants to achieve the aim that you also reciprocate it and establish unity with me still on earth. But my love respects your free will. And that is why such a long time often passes until you return home to the Father. That is why I come to you again and again and speak to you. But you must open your heart and ear yourselves. You must direct your steps to me yourselves so that I can then come towards you and shine upon you with my strength of love, so that you are now bound to me, so that you tie on a bond of love yourselves which you will never be willing to loosen again. My love for you is exceedingly great. And my love will also reach the aim that you will voluntarily return to me in order to no longer separate yourselves from your God and Creator, from your Father of eternity. Amen.